Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey y'all, lovable Gnome Jackson here to let you know that I've made the somewhat irresponsible jump to streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/JacksonBailey, and I'd love it if you were there to watch me inevitably fuck it up. I'm going to be streaming all kinds of things that aren't video games. WikiHow, Cora Answers, bad Halloween costumes, Goosebumps books, if that's legal, I don't know, and also video games. So hey, come see me do that. twitch.tv/JacksonBailey, streaming every Monday and Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. I'm definitely doing some part of it wrong. Hey, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey, or Yogi Bear, apparently.
I'm Cass Bailey, or Little Bear. No, I'm the picnic basket.
Cass is the picnic basket.
And I'm Bubble Boy.
Yeah.
Always the bubble boy, never the Yogi Bear.
Ooh, I was imagining you more as Ranger Dan or whatever. And today's topic is Yogi Bear. Why not? I'd saved it as Big Old Toads, but we're talking Yogi. So let's talk Yogi.
Time to talk Yogi. We've got to give ourselves a fighting chance.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Can either of you remember the theme song? Yeah, there we go.
Yogi and the Bear.
You don't know.
That was the song for Picky and the Brain. One of them's a yogi,
the other's a bear. Oh, yeah. They're both bears.
Yeah, they are both bears. But one wears a tie and one only wears a... Wait.
I was thinking about what you were saying earlier, Jackson, about how I'm Ranger Dan, and... Let me hit you with the paradox of man. I am Ranger Dan when...
Okay, great.
Let me hit you with deep philosophical...
Yeah, I'm ready, dude.
Yeah. Deep dive.
So
let's get into it.
When I am frustrated at you, I am Ranger Dan. But when but otherwise, I'm Bubble Boy.
Yeah, that is true. Boo Boo, I think his name is.
Someone I think in the Facebook group a couple days ago was like... imagine Adam from D&D is for Nerds had to DM Adam from Shut Up a Second.
Yeah, God.
That is funny.
How terrifying.
I feel like there is very definitively a differentiation between the two. You're absolutely right.
I think as a DM, we come to you with our ideas and you're like, okay, no.
But yeah, that's true.
As you on Shut Up a Second, you are the one coming to us with ideas. Or,
exactly.
Okay, no, to be fair, sometimes it's Jackson and I often join in. We're like, concept, and you're like, no. And we're like, concept. But you don't have the authority to properly actually say no.
I think that's all it is. In the realm of Dungeons and Dragons, the fantasy world of your imagination, if I'm like, Adam, I eat enough balloons so that I can float, you're like, no, you don't. Or you're like, you eat balloons and die, and I gotta cop that. Here on Shut Up a Second, I could be like, I eat enough balloons that I float, and you're like, no, and I'm like, no, I've eaten enough. And that's it. There it is.
But what if, Adam, we presupposed that I'd had enough of them?
I've eaten enough is the point, right? So yes, I agree. If I hadn't eaten enough balloons, I would not be floating. But I've eaten enough. You've already taken one foot into the quagmire by engaging with that, and now we have to discuss it.
Damn.
I get the balloons
nothing
would pop
I can
as
do.
I swallowed them.
Yeah,
that would be the why they
and
wouldn't
like,
work. You know,
by this stage, you haven't died.
No, exactly.
You have eaten enough. Like you might die from the balloons, but at this stage, you've eaten enough, but you haven't died.
Let me look at a human guts and see.
Actually, do you know, in this hypothetical situation, if we were, you know, hypothetically having this, like, argument, I would say, Jackson, please, can't we just fill you with helium?
And I would be like, no, it has to be with balloons because I
and
am.
And then I'd say, can we put a big balloon in your stomach and then fill the balloon up with helium? Because then you would get more. Because balloons, a balloon in your stomach that you fill with helium while it's in there is going to take the shape of your guts, right? So you can get more helium.
So yeah, that's what I was thinking, the same thing. Like, I get one of those long balloons, swallow it, but I keep it out the front of my throat and it goes all the way through my guts and out my ass. And then we inflate it. And yes, Adam?
Quick question. Question. So your guts, first off, ain't empty.
Yes.
There's other stuff rumbling around in there. Second off.
He can empty them. Colonoscopy. No, there's not stuff colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy is when they have a look in. That's not when they empty.
Well, you got to have a look. You got to go have a look to know what to get rid of, Adam. You got to look up there to be like, whoa, it is a mess in here.
I think
you know what's inside your guts?
I think
before colonoscopy.
So, Jackson, when you swallow something, when it goes into your stomach and guts, what do your stomach and guts typically do to it?
They digest it.
Yeah. What do you think's going to happen to a balloon?
Okay.
It's a balloon.
Counter argument. Right? Okay. This may be a bit feral. So, you know how in the old times where they were like, we know we want a bone, but we know we don't want kids. But it was the old times, so they would use guts from other animals to stop that.
Okay.
They didn't have latex or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we get like a bladder.
So we get
through me.
Yeah, animal parts, and we put them in our mouths, and then our body won't dissolve that.
Hang on. Okay, counter argument.
Actually, going back to balloon, point, actually, Adam. How do people do drug muling? Actually, is maybe balloon the way to go? Do you need to?
Yeah, I was going to say latex is fine for surgery.
Yeah, but
well,
when you keister it for
all
taking it across the border, I think it goes up you from the bum, not down you from the throat, right? Or maybe I don't know. Maybe my plan works. Maybe I take a leaf out of the big book of drug mulin and I swallow it out the butthole, and then we inflate me, and then off I go, float away to heaven. That was why I was doing this. I know I'm not getting in any other way. I'm physically going. And then God will be like, do you not think the thing you did to get here precludes you coming in? And I'd be like, good point.
If you die in a disgusting way, God doesn't let you in.
No, it's one of those, oh my God, I guess by way of getting into heaven, it has to kill you on the way up. So maybe.
If you're exposed, anything that brings
you
sends
you
up. If you're completely exposed, anything that sends you up is going to kill you. That's altitude, baby.
I'll get altitude sickness and then die. Or the bats will get me,
I don't think you'll live long enough to get altitude sickness.
Surely I'm floating. In fact, maybe I won't even get altitude sickness. I'm floating up so slowly. I'm heavy.
Okay, so when I'm imagining this, Jackson.
Yeah.
The balloon's really long and it actually loops out of your mouth, out of your anus and joins in the sky. So it's like a little ring that you're a part of. Uh-huh. Yes, Adam?
Hey, so question. Doesn't it take a hot air balloon to lift someone up?
It's a big balloon.
Yeah, but you got to have the guy in the. You have to have the guy. Yeah, like for a hot air balloon, right?
Yeah.
That's hot. It's. Hang on.
Yeah. What?
I would like to make a point and then ask a question, and I would like to have this question asked in a safe space.
Uh-huh.
Okay, look, Adam the other day asked a question on one of our personal Facebook chats, and he used a line that I love and I think we should use more, which was, please, it didn't make sense, but it was still good, please backdate your insults and rudeness to what he's about to say. So... And that was, I don't think it makes sense because we can't backdate it. We got to wait and then backdate it. But I see his point. So, Cass, we'll backdate
post-date.
Our rude comments. Post-date. Yes. We'll post-date our rude comments.
Adam was like, post-date it till next week, please. I just need help right now.
Yeah. So we'll post-date our retorts.
First of all, if we're talking about hot air ballooning, you got to fit the first guy who runs the balloon and then another person, but then also a second person. Like the third guy, who's running it, you don't acknowledge. I mean, you talk to and stuff, but like you're doing it. Hang on. Everyone's putting their hands up. I want to, can I just have another go at explaining that? Because clearly I fucked up.
We'll wait.
So, absolutely. Yeah. We'll wait. That's okay.
So if you're going hot air ballooning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
you and I, and I, and you, can't fly that. So we...
Okay.
Okay, so further hands are going up. So we can't fly the balloon, right? So we hire the balloon and it comes with a guy,
mm-hmm.
right? Yes. It comes yeah. with a person mm-hmm. who knows how to fly the balloon. And then usually if you're hot air ballooning, you're not going by yourself. That's usually something you do with a person. So a hot air balloon has to hold three people. Okay, I will start taking questions now, Adam.
Hi, Adam. Adam Cannavale, Silly Boy Times. Quick question. But even if there weren't other people, that one guy still needs the entire balloon. What?
Okay. Yeah. So to reply to that, we don't know. We don't know.
No, we don't.
What are you saying? Because hot air balloons have to be able to carry three people, and in for the Jackson situation, they only have one.
But they also can carry.
Can you answer my question? I have my hand up.
Yes, Jackson. I'm so sorry, Adam. Wait, Jackson was waiting. Jackson.
Why do you think it's three people? Why is that where you've put the limit to the amount of people?
No, you can have more people. I'm just saying that all hot air balloons have to be able to carry three people.
Do they?
What else are you doing?
The hot air balloon's designed to take couples up in the air, I guess.
Exactly.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Specific hot air balloons are maybe designed for that. All hot air balloons ever have not been a limit of at least three.
Yeah.
Some hot air balloons are many people.
Some hot air balloons are one people?
Yes.
Yeah, some hot air balloons would be one people when you need to travel with them, back when they were like a way to get places.
Or even just today, I'm sure some hot air balloons can only take one person.
With COVID restrictions, that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Got to socially distance. If I Google one person hot air balloon...
Great joke to cover that cast, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't.
I found a single person hot air balloon for sale. So there you go. And I'm going to purchase it. Goodbye forever.
How much?
They don't have a price, which is rude.
Maybe it's one of those ones where it's like, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. I hadn't even gotten to the embarrassing question yet.
Oh, okay. Sure. Please. All right. Well, let's.
Well, I suppose all of those were statements.
Yeah. What's the question?
Hot air balloons are full of helium, right?
No, actually, I don't think hot air balloons are. I think they're just hot air.
That's why I was they're hot. And Jackson is full of helium.
Yeah.
But the hot air balloons are hot. That's the whole point.
It's a different lifting mechanism. You're right.
Yeah, because hot air rises. But, like, if you blow up a balloon with your own hot air, i.e. from the mouth, it falls on the floor. But if I were
it's
to...
cools.
And I balloons think don't stay.
That's got to be why. I can't think of any other reason. But yeah,
I think helium is more powerful than hot air.
Oh, it is. That is true. Absolutely, because it doesn't need to be hot. But I'm just joshing, Cass. I don't care.
What's your question? Why did we have this conversation?
Because you were saying that. You needed a whole hot air balloon to lift a person, and I was saying no.
The difference is, Cass, that my body is not the size of a hot air balloon. So even if I was full of helium, I wouldn't be weightless enough. That's the trick.
Well, what if the balloon was really big?
Then I'd be fine. If it was like a zeppelin or a dirigible. Okay, that I was sort of like the, what do you call the mermaid on the front of ships? The figurehead.
The best bitch
on the ship. Yeah, if I was the figurehead, but the Zeppelin was going through my guts, like if it kind of had a handle and I was threaded onto the handle, you know, in construction of the Zeppelin, then I could get up there with helium. But otherwise, I'd have to figure something else out, you know?
How much helium... to is left. Great autocomplete.
Not much, I think. We're running out.
We're running out. The US is losing out on their strategic stockpile. I know that.
Yeah.
Oh no, what are the clowns going to do?
the clowning
I don't think clowns have used helium for a while.
3,571 balloons.
We have 500 helium left. You want to hear the greatest part about why we're running out? Do you want to hear the greatest part about why we're running out of helium?
Why?
Yes, please.
Because when it gets out, when you're done with it, it goes up.
That's good. We can't catch it again.
Yeah, we lose it. No. It goes up and we can't get it when it goes up.
Do you reckon if you're in charge of the government stockpile and you're caught doing the squeaky helium voice, you get a reprimanded?
Yeah, absolutely.
A disglorious discharge or whatever it's called.
Disglorious discharge.
God, just the idea that like, so you're trying to tell someone off and they're trying to say sorry, but it's like, I can't believe you've done this. This is really inappropriate. Sorry. Are you going to do this again? No, I promise.
If I was in charge of a battalion in World War One, I'd have made us all suck on helium before we charge to freak out the enemy. Would that have worked? Adam, love army.
Suck on that. Let me know. Do the other one, the one that like sits in your stomach and makes your voice deeper. Boron or whatever it's called. There's actually a couple of them.
Yeah, that's clever. Yeah.
Those ones though are scary because if you suck on helium, because it's lighter than air, it'll slowly leave your lungs. But if you suck on the one, the heavier one, it stays in you because it's heavier than air, so it won't lift out. So what you got to do is you got to do a handstand to get rid of it.
That's great. A medical handstand to remove the boron from your lungs. That rules.
That's insane.
Imagine like, okay, so like just thinking about sucking on boron and helium. I'm just miming jerking off two dicks accidentally. Yep. That rules. So you know the scene in Apocalypse Now where they find Marlon Brando hidden in the shadows? That, but it's me sucking on helium being like, welcome to... Oh, Adam, it's got like a really... There's a lot of concentration on his face right now.
The answer to how much helium is left is a complicated question.
Is that because we can't see it?
Catch it.
Someone looking at a big tank of helium. I don't know how much is left.
Well, if you imagine, they're like, because we can't see it, we're like, well, we got this tank full, and somebody opens it up, and they're like, there's nothing in here. This is just air. This has been air the whole time. Oh, fuck.
Did you guys know that
there's nothing in here. This is just air. It's been air the whole time. Oh, no!
Oh, no, shut the valve!
We got to quickly check for leaks.
Okay. Oh, no.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Shut Up a Second is great and all, but did you know we produce a whole bunch of other podcasts? Like, maybe you actually secretly hate all of the Shut Up a Second hosts and the content and wish instead it was a show where our good friends Levins and John reviewed the latest and greatest indie games. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for All the Small Games, our indie review podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
I like that in the scenario where I am a Zeppelin, I like to imagine that's all the helium left. That I become the national reserve for the U.S. military. Why do I think it's the military that has the helium?
It's just the government. Why? The military doesn't need helium. Well, not much.
Would they like it? You know?
I guess so.
Yeah.
What can
I think the military
could
do with some helium. How isn't would you guys something... physically get to heaven? Sorry, go on, Cass.
No. I was going to say one of the, like, three blimps that is around. Because aren't there only, like, three blimps?
I don't know. That sounds like
that cool sounds fact wrong.
Maybe that's
it sounds absolutely wrong.
How many
I feel
blimps
like there
are
is, there is such a trope of, like, a blimp that has ads on it, though.
Oh, hang on.
There's
25
blimps. We got 25 fucking blimps in the world.
What?
That's not enough blimps.
It's a crazy amount. 25
blimps is fucking no blimps.
Yeah. There's only 25 blimps, and as of last year... Oh, sorry. So this is as of...
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, that's a few years old.
Okay. We probably get less blimps now. Yeah. Why is it...
All the information is, for whatever reason, from 2014, 2015, and it's saying there's between 20 and 25 blimps in the world, and 13 of them active advertising airships.
Yeah, there you
how
go.
How insane is it that it's estimated? If there's 25, you can count them. No assumed blimps here. That's crazy.
Just the idea there could that they're be assuming like, that like secret, privately owned blimps.
But there
exist
could be.
Yeah,
there
well,
could
I guess
be
maybe.
There could be blimps we don't know about.
Let's
blimps
see how much a hot
or
air balloon
dirigibles.
Is.
What's the difference? Is there a difference?
I don't know. What's I think dirigible? It's like a blimp is a dirigible. But what's a zeppelin? I don't know. Okay. Okay, if we can rustle up 45K, we can buy a hot air balloon. That's pretty exciting.
Is it just a one-person one, or are you getting one for the three of us?
It's four people. So it's us, and we can bring along a picnic basket. A picnic basket.
Picnic basket.
That's shelving. So, I don't know. I mean...
Oh, and shelving is... Is that not what drug mules do?
Yes, it is.
Did we
Cass
come back both full circles? Like the full
oh
circle of the
God
big balloon that goes out of your mouth, out of your bum, and ties up in the bow for God to go to heaven?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, can I tell you guys how stupid I am? So,
every day.
So I wanted to Google what is 45,000 divided by 3, okay? Because I couldn't do that in my head. That's the first
That's
how stupid
so
I am.
So fine.
Okay?
Nah. You don't
and
have
then,
to. You're too pretty.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I don't care. Yeah, I'm hot, so I don't have to be smart.
Yeah, you don't have to do
so,
math, no.
Exactly. But then I was like, well, I'll Google... yes, Adam?
Just quickly, you are correct. A blimp is a type of dirigible.
Oh!
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
God, okay,
but
fuck.
I wanted to
maybe you're smart. Maybe you do need to know math.
Oh, no. See, I wanted to find out... Yeah, I wanted to do that maths. So I was like, well, I'll just do it through Google. I'll use like a calculator. Here's what I typed. 45,000 maths. What did I think? I was just hoping.
Never mind, you're hot.
Google would figure it out. Yeah, I can't be clever if I'm like, I need to know what 45,000 divided by 3 is. 45,000 maths. Google will do the rest. And hey, guess
sometimes
what?
It
they
does
did
it.
Yeah, sometimes
I didn't know
it
what
guesses
I meant. I wish.
I'm going to quickly check my Google history.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's check our searches. Let's humble ourselves on this day.
Yeah, let's do it. How do I check my Google
search
history?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out now.
I'm sure I can just go, yeah, welcome to my
activity. Just Google search history.
That's what I did. Okay,
although that doesn't seem to be giving me an answer. It's taken me to Google my activity.
Nah, all of my Google searches are to do with me looking up things for the episodes we've been recording today.
Fair.
I do have about 25 different tabs open for different projectors because at one stage during lockdown I wanted a projector but I didn't want to pay full price, so I tried to make the algorithm work for me. So every single time I would get an ad for a projector on Facebook or Instagram, I would open the ad and then just like exit. And so I would get about 25 different kinds of ads for different projectors. And I was like, oh, I'll figure out which one I want later. I didn't. Can I check for this? Okay, so I currently...
Yeah,
I can't find out how to find... Yeah, sorry, Cass.
Yeah, I look, my search history is less embarrassing than I have 213 tabs open.
Mm-hmm. Wow, wait, what? That is so many tabs.
Holy
How many caps?
I don't even have 213.
Jesus, Cass. Yeah, I keep mine under five.
My search history is like, how to sync this particular brand of headphone. Can I buy this particular brand of anti-dandruff shampoo because I heard that it makes a good mask for fungal acne? And maybe I have that. Here's a source called Nomato Source. What is touch starvation?
wow.
Songwriting competition, you know, for... You know how I am a musician and would enter that?
Yeah, of course.
That scene in Mulan where the guy has the doll in his hand. I wanted to watch that.
I am loving looking through. I must have access to other people's search histories because I must be on the Sanspants Google or whatever. Pure shit film. Watch online. Pure film. Watch online. There must be some specific movie because it's a lot of movies that somebody's looking for. Then Robert the Doll, Annabelle, D&D 5e book, Smoking Fat Bongs, Salmonella Death, Exorcism, USA Jobs, Astronaut. Oh, these all rule. No, I know where some of them are from. I'm assuming some of them are from Eye Cramps, the Sandspence Plus movie podcast. Robert the Doll is from JBSA, Jackson Really Spooks America. It's just very funny.
Salmonella death was because I was like, do people die from salmonella? And you and Jill Dusha were being very kind. And you were like, hey, Cass, if you poison yourself by accident, you'll just vomit. Like, you're not just going to die. And I'm like, oh, my God. Shit. And then you're like, also, like, not many people die from salmonella. Like, you'd probably be fine if you ate bad shit. Me being like, shit, I never considered not dying and also that I would vomit.
Oh, that's so funny. Wow.
Mine is not as interesting. Oh, a lot of troubleshooting for Fallout 4. Recipes for apple teenies. A lot of troubleshooting for Fallout 4. I searched ambulance cover because I wanted to find out if I was covered or not. I forgot.
Fair. I want to find out. I think something that would be really interesting to look up would be, what are you Wikipediaing?
Oh.
Like, what are you trying to find about that you're, what are you Wikipediaing? What are you looking at? Mine is really, it's very frustrating the way it does it. Oh, okay. No, I got to go way back.
Why did I search for RoboCop?
Okay, because it does it by day.
Oh, no, wait. I remember why. I was looking for the main actor because he was in another movie.
I've searched Nootropic, which is a kind of brain-enhancing drug.
Yeah, I know Nootropic. Snare. That's what a fucking, what do you call it? Cult and or fake drug that is.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Sounds like it's from a movie.
Yeah,
like
I love
this Lovecraft
like
Country
blended.
TV series, GoldenEye soundtrack. Why was that? Wagon? I was just looking up the Wikipedia page for Wagon. I tell you what, I wasn't disappointed. What a place. Wikipedia page for Broccolini? Good on me.
What did you want to know?
I don't know. Why was I curious about Broccolini? I guess.
Can I hit you
Chinese
with
immigration to Mexico. Okay.
Can I hit you with a series of searches? So,
yes.
Sure.
Trapezoid. Trapezius muscle. Trapezius muscle again. This is all within the space of like half an hour. Japan good. Japan dog good. Japan dog statue.
What?
Hachiko
what are
statue
you
cat. Hachiko statue cat again.
Fuck, that's amazing.
Oh, I remember this
game. Is animal altruism real?
This
is all within half an hour.
That rolls. Oh, man.
Bunch of stuff for D&D. Sorry?
I mean, like, you know, terrifying because this is all the data Google has on you, but damn, still funny.
Mm-hmm.
Still funny to see. 12 Days of Christmas. I was looking at that December the 2nd. I was 2019. I've gone back quite a while. These are my Wikipedia searches.
That's so much. I want to say like maybe 80% of this is troubleshooting for Fallout 4. It's
is that just
crazy.
Like 80% of the things that you do, like that you're using so. The internet for?
Yeah, it's so. Weird to look at the internet and be like, oh, I guess this is what I use the entire known knowledge of human existence for. I'm like, what's touch starvation?
I hate finding
out. Oh my
out.
God, and I have another one that's like someone made a giant PowerPoint to prove their theory as to why they thought Lord and Jack Antonoff, who was seeing Lena Dunham at the time, were secretly having an affair, and then linking that back and being like, because of their affair, Lena Dunham was out of the house working on Hillary Clinton's campaign, and she's like, Lord helped Trump win because Lena Dunham was distracted by this affair they were having. And then I saw someone else be like, wow, if Bernie Sanders was like the candidate like for the 2016 election, Melodrama would have never come out. Or it would have been completely different. And I watched a 25-slide PowerPoint on this and just...
That's incredible.
Felt nothing.
What? I love, like, I've gone back so far that I don't have context for any of these.
Mm.
Hallucinogens, orange juice.
Okay.
I searched
what was
LAS.
I investigating?
L-A-S. Yeah. Just L-A-S. The nearest thing before it is like an hour before, and the nearest thing after it is a day later. LAS.
Oh, that's great.
I searched LAS and I got what I wanted, I guess, because I stopped.
I really like this. I was trying to look up the, you know, the very famous Kevin Smith tweet where he's like, she still poons my groin / taint area.
Oh, yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Poons.
I was clearly trying to look that up, and all I just Googled was Kevin Smith awful tweet, and it knew what I meant.
Yeah.
It knew what I meant.
Cass, Kevin Smith had like a bet. This would have been at the first couple of years of Twitter. Kevin Smith had some sort of bet where he was going to tweet this awful thing, and he lost the bet, so he had to tweet it. And every now and then it just comes back to haunt him, as it rightfully should.
Yeah.
When did trucks start beeping? That's a great question.
Is that one you know the answer to now?
Well, no, I don't remember it, so it didn't work. Pass Jackson, you fool. Wow. I've certainly learned a lot about myself today. You know, I've learned a lot about what I think I need to learn.
Oh,
what have you got?
I searched for Milkaton because it was I saw that it was a... I was playing Rome 2 Total War or whatever, and one of the heads of state for one of the other nations was called Milkaton, and I was like, no fucking way that's a name.
Nobody in their right mind is
named
Milkaton.
It's a fucking name. It's a name. Milkaton is a name.
That's fucking great.
Spelled exactly how you're imagining.
Beautiful.
That's incredible. And it's great to know, like, now knowing that all of that is just kept, anything you type forever is going to be kept by Google's search history. That's exciting stuff. Or terrifying, depending on how you feel about your own privacy.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm not fussed. How would you guys get to heaven physically? Let's round out the episode with that. Quick fire. What are you doing?
Yeah, I want to ride one of those 13 blimps that are active.
Yeah, hell yeah.
On top.
Get on it. Get up. Get into the air. It presumably pops at a certain point, but you jump just in time and land in heaven.
Yeah. Or what I could do is if I attach handles to the top, like, you know, those biscuits, like the things you like pull at the end of jet skis and stuff, ski boats, spower boats.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
Speed boats.
Yeah.
Spower boats.
Yes.
We got there eventually.
Okay.
But you're like, hold on, and then right as it gets to the top, the explosion of the blimp throws me off and into heaven. That's how
great.
I get the last bit of air.
Yeah. Do you land in a sort of like amusingly Looney Tunes style fashion where like your teeth are all cracked and your hair's all black and like, because you've just been in a terrible fiery explosion, but then you like dust yourself off and they're like, welcome to heaven, Cass.
Ooh, see, what
you
I imagined
us.
It as.
Welcome in.
Yeah, I got them good. This one time I got thrown off the back of one of those things and I literally skipped across the water twice like a little stone.
God.
Was insane. I was like flipping over as it was happening. I imagine that. Like I skip across a cloud a few times and then sort of crumple into a heap. And then someone's
That's
like,
good.
Are you meant to be here? And I say, yes.
I like to imagine, like, you flying off the Zeppelin, and there's, like, the big queue of people getting into heaven, and as somebody walks through the pearly gates which are open, you do that, like, butt, like a rock skipping across water, like you said,
yeah.
Just through the gates at the same time. But it's so quick, everyone's like, did something happen? No. And then you're in.
Yeah.
No
angel wings. I surely didn't see a person skip across.
No. That would be insane. You can't physically get to heaven, but you have and I have.
Yep.
And has Adam.
Yeah, Adam, how'd you do? How'd you get into heaven?
I reckon I'm going to go...
Here, dude, living it up.
I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to... Okay, you know how some people skip leg day? This boy,
yeah,
never going to skip a leg day from this point onwards. Only right. leg days. Every okay. day is uh-huh. leg day. I get yep. so yeah, muscular. I have... Mm-hmm. I am bottom heavy.
Yeah. You got junk in the trunk.
He's got a
and
thick base,
extra.
Yeah.
I got a pair of legs that could kill a man.
Yeah,
then
fabulous.
I get some
fabulous.
Kangaroo shoes, those bouncy ones. I go to the highest point in the world.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, some tower somewhere, whatever.
Mountain, but...
With the kangaroo shoes, I jump off the highest point in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
I land on a trampoline with the kangaroo shoes, shoot straight up into heaven,
That's
kiss
great.
God on the face as I go past.
I like to imagine me and Cass are in one of heaven's many saunas, and we're like, maybe there's a space between us, and we're like, man, where's Adam? He said he was going to, and then you just like smash through
like
the
a
bottom
fucking
of the cloud.
Bullet.
Yeah, and you just like plunk down, and we're like, oh my God, your legs. And you're like, yeah.
I know, right?
Adam, that's insane. Cass is burnt to shit.
Yeah.
I still have half a Zeppelin sticking out of my body, but we made it. That's the most important
there.
Thing. We got there, and we spent
we
the rest of our life
it.
Running from heaven's cops, you know? And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
I've been Adam.
Look out for heaven's police force. Good night.
They better look out for us.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.